Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle. Okay. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we're back again with the great Vogar Rujov. Vogar, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How are things going at your school and at your club so far this year?
We're very busy. You know, that nice is, you know, I'm coaching as this NASA Community College, busy with my college team. And the in our gym, you know, kids growing. The practice is, you know, every day. Couple practice every day. Everything going well.
And the club is good?
Yeah, we're doing very good. Yes, thank you. We're doing very good.
Good, good. So did you watch the documentary on your son?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What did you think?
You know, it was cool. It was good. You know, just I liked it. My wife liked it. You know, and she wasn't watching. You know, and it was good. Good to see. You know, is his life. It's a true documentary, you know, and people know who we are, you know.
Yes.
The wrestling family.
Yes. Now, the documentary made it seem like that you have different approaches that you did and he does when he was out there. It sounded like you were saying he has more of a plan and you were more just whatever is open, that's what you hit. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
You know, it's just, we always talking with Vito, you know, this he's he wasn't asking me, you know, what you plan, what is this your mindset when you wrestle. And I wasn't explaining him, you know, just we all wrestle, yes. We all before match, we all stress out, we all afraid. And but when you shake hands, done. Everything, you just focus on, I don't know, you don't have that feeling anymore. You just focus on you and you do what you best on it. Yeah, stay good position. And I wasn't, you know, talking with him. He say, you know, what you feel when you match 0-0? I am, in my head, I still winning. I don't even think about losing. You know, he said, you know, I take shot because when 0-0, I think I'm losing. I'm taking shot, you know, nonstop. But for me, it's not take shot. You're going to take good shot. You have the good setup. You have the more hand fight. I'm not just taking shot. I taking one shot, but good one. Stuff that we're talking with him. And we just said, you know, we grew up different country. You know, we have just different coaches, you know, and a different team. So we grew up in, you know, in Azerbaijan. It's just, when I grew up, you know, I born in Azerbaijan and they grew up in Belarus. we have all kids, you know. It's just that I am all survivors, you know. We didn't, we, you know, everybody's, is, you know, family have problem, you know, some drinking problem, you know, some status in, you know, in prison somewhere, you know. So it's just, we have only one coach. And everybody have coach, and the coach listen to the coach. And he say, do that, okay, you know, win, lose, we just blame the coach, you know, that's it. You know, kind of, we don't have that, you know, you have this, you know, it's a college, you know, that you have some trainer. We don't have, we have this, you know, one coach. He's your dad, he's your coach, he's your gymnastic coach, his nutrition, everything, one guy, yes. And he tell you something, and you believe on him, and you do it. You know, in the heat, in Cornell, they have his own trainers, you say nutrition. You understand him, it's a different, I don't know, it's just, I think, and, you know, we're talking with him, we just, and we obviously is different body type. You know, I'm short, you know, explosive. She's tall, linky, you know, I don't know, but I was thinking wrestling is wrestling. Doesn't matter what way you are. You have same mindset. You know, just relax your body. You know, it's a focus better when you wrestle. You know, you don't do mistakes. You know, I was explaining him. You know, saying you don't need to beat somebody 10-0. He just said, you know, I don't know. I beat him better 3-0. I don't do mistakes, you know, but he's thinking differently. He's thinking always is attack, always score. But when I grew up, my coach was saying, first, don't give up anything. It's not just that you score. I'm going to wrestle. My mind said, I'm not going to give up anything, any point, any position. I score only if I am my body goal. I don't think, you know, just say he's that reaction, your muscle memory reaction, you know, you believe that, but you fight every position. I don't have plan, you know, then, you know, of course, you know, a little bit, you know, okay, I've wrestled with some kids, very good in firemen. And I know, okay, I'm going to watch firemen, you know, I know that. I feel that he catch. When he's hook his arm, okay, I feel that he's going fireman. I get a little back up to the circle, get hit, clear his hand. You know, I have that, you know, just going to, you know, send him and close your eye to wrestle. No, you're thinking, but he's not just, he's not going to slow me down to do my stuff. What I am good on it. I'm good in high crotch. I'm going to shoot to high crotch. You understand what I mean? Is I'm not just going to focus on you. Yeah, I know you're good, you know, but I'm going to wrestle on me. Well, I'm good on it,
right?
You know,
right. And now in the American model, where there are a lot of coaches, right? Like you said, you had one coach. How should we view that to help us wrestle better? Because that's the story with America. You have a team. You have multiple coaches on your team. You have a club coach. You have a dad who wrestled. What should the wrestler be? How do they make sense of all that? And how do they stay focused?
You know what happened is just, when I grew up, we didn't have that. You know, cameras, we couldn't to watch other guys wrestling, you know, and we didn't. Right now it's different, you know, college wrestling, every big school have 3-4 coaches, and they watch other team, you know, you prepared better. I think is that is better. If I wrestle someone, you know, I know what he does. So every, you know, move has his offense and the defense. So I prepared better. You understand what I mean? But we grew up, we didn't have that resource. And, you know, we didn't have camera. We didn't have phone. You know, you understand what I mean? We didn't know. We just trust our coach. And he just said, you know, and he's, you know, he give his best. Yes, I talked with him. He told me, you know, I wasn't his first, you know, world champion student. And by himself, he wasn't a good wrestler. He was an, you know, all-state wrestler, you know, not next-level wrestler. And he learned to be coached together with me. You know, we go to camp. He talking to other coaches. You know, he said, and he wasn't shy, you know, or he didn't have ego. He could, you know, talk to other coach and ask him, you know, how he did that. You know, how he's bring his guy to win it. And he always asks people, and he, you know, he showed me some move he never did, but he learned it from someone, some tournament, you know. So he says, we talking, and he told me he grew up as a coach, you know, with me. And I grew up with him and be better wrestler. You know, his was process. But if you have, you know, if you have just 2-3 coaches, something gonna hurt you, because every school has its own way to teach, yes, own system. But another way, you know, just you start wrestling, you have first coach, kiddie program, and the all coming, he's the foundation. He gonna put you good foundation, teach you basics, teach you how to sprawl, push head down, teach you single leg, how, you know, okay, you shoot, you keep your head up, keep your back straight, yes, keep seeing. Small basics, he gonna teach you. Now you have foundation, you go to next level, you already know how to shoot. You don't just shoot, diving shoot, you drop level down shoot, yes? You want to keep your head up, you know, so small basics, but that is all important. Where you start your basics, foundation. If you have good foundation, you're going to do well. If you just go to some school, coach, you know, I teach you foundation, he just teach you to fight, to just wrestle, you know, then live wrestling all day, you're going to be good in some level because you're tough kid, strong, but you're going to go to next level. You have to have perfect technique. And just the basics. You don't need to do slick, you know, then superstar. You know, you have good foundation. That's important, I think.
Right. And it sounded like from the documentary that Vito started relatively late compared to, like, now kids start when they're 6 years old, even younger, right? It sounded like he started a little bit later, and I would assume your other sons too. How did you approach wrestling when they said they wanted to start wrestling? What basics did you start with them? I'm sure a lot of dads are interested. Like, what are some of the things you might have done well? What are some of the things you wish you would have done differently with all of your sons?
So what happened? So we live in Brooklyn. Yes, we live in Brooklyn. And I work in Long Island. So I was taking train. I live home every day at 4 a.m., you know, come back. It's 8 p.m. So I never have 9 p.m. I never had time to train my kids. So one day, Coach Tom Ryan, you know, Ohio State head coach, he introduced me with what one is this guy. His name is Scott Arnell. And he said, you know, Scott's kids wrestle, and he can help you with financially move to Long Island. And I'm, oh, Long Island expensive. I can't afford it. He said, Scott will help you. So he's asked about happening. So Scott is his, Scott Arnell helped me out, and he will move to Syosset. And now he's his, Scott is his son. Actually, Scott is son, Andrew Arnell. He's my first county champion. He's my first champ.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
So when I moved to Long Island, so I had training in Andrew Arnell. Now Nick was seventh grader. And when Nick started wrestling, before, you know, I never had time. So it's this, Nick has his wrestling partner, now Arnell, other son, Daniel Arnell. So I have three guys now. So two Arnell boys, you know. So I was training as his same three. But later on, you know, one more guy we got is this Green. So we got now four. So we started slowly growing. You know, I think my fifth wasn't Rob Morgan. So now I have this five guys. And at that time, this Vito wasn't small. And I bring him with me to practice while we train in Scottish house. sometimes is at Greenis's house, Grant Green's house. So I didn't bring him too much with me because Vito touched something, he breaks something. See, a big house, you know, then I said, oh, he come, he breaks something. Anything he touches, break. So I didn't bring him with me much. I said, you know what? They have a big house, you know, it's a rich house. I'm not going to bring him, he's going to break something, yes? So I didn't bring him with me. And but he says, little bit. Now I said, okay, I said, listen, we go to the house, yes? You can't touch anything. You just go to straight the basement and where is wrestling mat. So we slowly, you know, say, so I didn't have really time for him, you know, says, but because I wasn't busy, you know, we moved from Florida, says, from California to New York, and it was in probably the hardest time. It was completely different. And driving large, we didn't actually drive at first. I didn't have cars. So I take a train, bus, subway. You know, it was crazy, hard time. But then I moved to Long Island. So, okay, nice. I coaching Nick. And, it wasn't your first time dad. You know, you don't have experience. Your first time dad coach, you don't have experience. So I did a lot of mistake. I wasn't pushing Nick hard. Yes. And my mentality was, okay, he gonna make it or he gonna quit. Yes. If you're not tough, you're not gonna win. So I pushed him. You know, so I wasn't a little bit, you know, I just said, you know, it's my first son. I didn't know. I spoiled him and I pushed him, but what we all do. But later on, I find out, yeah, he's different. You know, I should not push him. I should just make him a little bit, you know, not tell him to go run and maybe ask him, yo, let's go run together. You know, how you feel? We go run together. I should a little bit, you know, because he's different from Vito. So I should work with him a little different. But I learned from him. You know, Nick did good. He was 3-time state champ, undefeated. You know, he wrestled, you know, Division I school. He wrestled in Cornell. You know, he's doing well in his life. You know, he's working. He's making good living. You know, he's doing great. But now as I started with Vito, now I have more experience. So I can push and I can come back. Little bit, you know, he's kind of, I wasn't talking with coach. He said, you know, you hold it bird at your hand. If you push him too hard, you're going to kill it. Yes. If you're going to let him go, he fly out. You don't have him. You know, you don't have his. So you have to hold it by hold it little bit, you know, softy. You understand what I mean? But you don't want to let him go, do you? You know, say, do what you like. So you want to hold his hand, you know, gently. Then you don't break him. And you know, so you don't let him go. Because you let him go, say, we live in New York, you know. Says, I'm pretty sure everywhere else, you know, says everywhere, school drugs, you know, bad friends, you know. You don't want to let your son go. He said, do what you want. So you want to keep him close to you. And my mentality was, if he win, he's good. If he's not, he's okay too, because he be around wrestler, all good people. You know, he be around with good people. He grew up is differently. You know, if win is good, not, he's okay too. You know, it's important. He's not going to do drugs. He's be in gym. I can, you know, all time support him. Sometime yelling at him, you know, it's a good way, you know. So, you know, he start fifth grade. Because I wasn't too busy with Nick. But right. I learned it from Nick, you know.
Makes sense. Now, with the documentary on Flow Wrestling, was there anything that you wish they did more of or they did less of? Were there any points that you really liked or certain things that maybe you would have changed?
I am not movie maker, okay? I'm the wrestling coach. Yes, I'm like,
I really liked it. I think he was great. Yes, my wife liked it. I watched with her once, and she told me she watched 4 times. Yes, she really enjoyed it. She's a proud mom. Her son is a superstar. You know, that it's great. I would say it's perfect. And they should, you know, maybe offer to oversee. I'm pretty sure in Azerbaijan, they'd be very, very interesting to watch that movie. You know, that where we come from. You know, what they should do. And yeah. Probably I got to talk to them too. You know, I could, you know, introduce them with Azerbaijan embassy guy, you know, who called us. When Vito went to World Championships, I did call from embassy. Ambassador called us, you know, and they wasn't very proud. You know, then Vito won the World Championships. I get so many calls, my friends. And I'm his dad, but I did not that much. You know, that I just, you know, put him to the right direction. Everything he did himself, you know, then we don't work for, you know, in wrestling, nobody give it to you. You're going to earn it. And he's earned it. You know, he did great. You know, him and Yanni, you know, they doing great. You know, absolutely. And they on the process.
Yes. And now talk about, they didn't emphasize what was Nick's role on Vito, because as the younger brother, you always have an advantage that you have the older brother. Did he work with him? Did he talk to him? How did Nick help Vito?
He wasn't always so Nick was in, every time I was in talking Nick, yelled Nick, he just, you know, his personality, maybe, you know, we moved from Russia. He was 8 years old. He's a culture stuff. Nick never talked me back. Never. Even I was wrong. Sometimes I know I was wrong. You know, you go home, you know you did wrong, but I'm not going to apologize my kids. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm okay. He learned it. But Nick know I was wrong sometime, but he never told me anything. Yes, he always said, okay, just shake his hand. Just go do it. Yes. And after I wasn't coaching Navido, I wasn't kind of yelling him. And he come up to me. He said, stop yelling my brother. Yes. And he wasn't start talking. You know, and he says, Nick wasn't a big part of his video's success. You know, he says, he always in, of course, he wasn't that good, you know, but he says, but he always is, you know, talk with me about Vito and always going to drill with him, wrestle with him, you know, then it was great. He's a big part. And the big part, actually, you know, then he wasn't talking with me, how he feel, you know, just what I was getting older, you know, we talk, you know, we're friend now. And he was telling me, you know, that's what has his feel, what I should do, you know. And I'm learning, you know. Your first time dad, you don't know. You know, you don't know. You know, your problem is you love your kids, you spoil your kids, and you don't understand to lose. You want to say always win. You know, you want to always say do better than you are. So here's a problem. You know, you want to, but you look to reality, you know, you have to foul to come up. You have to lose the matches. You know, you have to that feeling. You lose match, you're burning. You know, you go home, you hate everyone, you hate yourself, and a little bit slow down, and they understand, you know, it's not end of world. You know, you did mistake. You go and you fix your mistake. If you lost, you lost. You know, you did something wrong. You know, maybe you hang out too much time with your girlfriend or drink some extra beer, you know, you shouldn't do. So you're learning. You know, you got to watch your matches. You fix your mistake. It's no big deal. But then parents, you know, I don't know. You're thinking they are you. But they are not you. They smarter. You know, they live in different generation. So You know, you're learning. You're learning. You'll be dad, coach, you know, and you're learning every day. You know, it's every day you learn how to talk to your kids, you know, and you just you learn getting older, you learn how to listen. Because when you're younger, you just tell them what to do. Now you're older, you're just listening too. You know, just, okay, stop, listen. His part, you know. Okay, you know, just, I want just to help you. You know, that's it. You know.
And what would you say Vito needs to do to win the NCAAs again? And then he's got to get his weight down for 125, right? For the
yes.
What is it? 2 weeks right after? 2 or 3 weeks?
It's NCAA. 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So talk about what you think he should do to approach that mentally and emotionally. Because of course he just won the NCAAs last year, most outstanding wrestler. And now he's defending his title, going out again, and then going for, more importantly, the Olympics. What should he be thinking?
You know, it's just when you just, third city in NCAA, fourth city NCAA, it's not really too much pressure. Yes, but when you are national champion, returning, everybody want to beat you. Now, how are you going to defend your title? You have to do more stuff. Yes, you have to have better discipline, and better diet, stuff that. It's not going to be easy, but life is challenge. And, yes, I could probably help him more, but I live in New York City, in Long Island. He live in upstate New York. He have to go to school. He has his own coaches. So I'm not with him. Yes. So I really can't help. His part, of course, it's my season over a little early. I go sometime in weekend, to just say, okay, watching his matches, give it him a little bit, tip. But he has his own coaches and they doing a great job. Coach Pirelli, he's with him all the time. Now it's just, Coach Gray, he's in season. So he's wrestling now. He's wrestling all the time with Callan Russell. So it's just, his situation, not easy situation, because he should do red shirts, he just have focus on freestyle. But when we have conversation with him, he told me, I'm tired from school. I want just, it's over. It's over. I just focus freestyle, and I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to do it his way. I'm okay. I think he's a, right now, you're not going to say what is right, what is wrong, but he have to do it. And if his work is good, not, he's okay. No pressure. He's just only, everything is God will. You just do your part, and listen to your coaches. And give your best. And hopefully it's going to work out.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, well, we look forward to watching him this year. Of course, we wish him the best. And we'll have to get in sometime. And I'll have to get over sometime to your wrestling club. Be over there again.
Welcome. Anytime.
Yes. I still want you to show me how to use the bands so I could teach my boys.
We definitely will.
Excellent, Vogard. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You take care.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.